Ask an interest in your prayers this morning that the Spirit of the Lord would continue to bless in the service. Without the Lord, we don't have anything to offer this morning. Has anybody come and knocked on your door before and you didn't want to answer it? Maybe you don't want to acknowledge that. Maybe the phone rings. And I know our home phone, and just for the record, our home phone does not have caller ID. But if the phone rings, say you don't have caller ID, maybe you do have it. But the phone rings and you look at it, think, I don't want to answer. I know at home when someone knocks on the door, a lot of times if you know someone's coming, you're expecting it. But usually if we're at home and someone knocks on the door and we're not expecting anything, I'm like, okay, it's a salesman. It's someone come along. I'm really not interested. I remember years ago as a young person, child, passing out brochures for one of the city organizations and go and knock on the door or maybe selling products from school, and I knew someone was in the house. I'd knock on the door and you listen and you can hear them moving around. And I knew someone was home, but they did not want to come to the door. Well, there is someone this morning that is at the door, and we are never going to be able to experience what is being offered to us unless we open up the door. I'd like us to turn over to Revelation in the 3rd chapter. It's a very simple message this morning. It's what the Lord had put on my heart to share with you all this morning. Jesus speaking, Spirit of God speaking, in the 3rd chapter of Revelation, the 20th verse, He said, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and I will sup with him and he with me. You know, Jesus, it is in His love and His interest in each one of us individually this morning that He makes the move and comes by our way and knocks on our door. That's the love of God. And if the Lord, and I know, folks, that all of us, this message is to all of us this morning. This message is not just to the unsaved. It's not just to the saved. Wherever you are in your experience with the Lord this morning, I believe that God is standing at the door and He has something to offer. And the Lord does not come by with ulterior motives. The Lord does not come by your way to make your life difficult. The Lord comes by our way because He has something good to offer. I know sometimes people, just the other day, someone stopped by my house and they had a couple of questions. I think it was one of those water system things. And they say, well, can we give you such and such? We had a vacuum, and this was in our ignorance. Renee and I had not been married very long, and no offense if you do this kind of job, but there was someone that came by and they were selling vacuum cleaners. And we did the wrong thing by letting them in the house. They would not leave. They would not leave. They were there for I don't know how many hours, and they would not leave our house. It sounded like they had, I won't even say that. They had something that they thought they had to offer. And I wasn't buying. But they had something. We will give you this. See? We will give you this. It doesn't cost you a thing. We'll even clean the carpets in your house or in one of your rooms. It won't cost you a dime. You can't get some of those people out of your house once they come in. I believe they believe in what they're doing. At least some of them do. But the point is, when Jesus comes by our way and He knocks on our door, I want us to know that when the Lord says, I have something good to give to you, He does have something good. Because you know, when you get to the bottom line with some of these salesmen, there's a catch somewhere in it. It's like when you get the phone call that says you've won a free vacation to Florida. Or there is a cruise and it won't cost you a thing. You can just count on it's going to cost you something before all is said and done. The Lord, folks, when He comes by our way, He's not trying to be disingenuous. And I believe we do a disservice. If I were to say, if you follow the Lord,
Lord, your life will be blessed and everything's going to go with. I have found there are some tears in following the Lord. I have found that there is a cross involved. I have found there are some things in myself that it was hard.
But I will say that what the Lord gave me in return has far surpassed any of the things I've had to give up or the tears in this life that I've shed because I follow the Lord. The Lord isn't trying to pull the wool over our eyes this morning, but it's in His love and in your best interest that He comes along and knocks at the door. He said here, before I go there, have you ever had someone come along and I try to be careful, and if I've done this to you, I'm sorry. I really am. I try to be careful of it. But if someone comes and says, I'd like to talk to you, that just makes me uncomfortable. What do you want to talk about? See, if I came up to you after service and said, tomorrow, if you had some time tomorrow evening, I'd like to talk to you. And I didn't tell you what about, what would you be thinking for 24 hours so we got together tomorrow? Okay, what is he going to talk to us about? What's he going to bring up? What's he going to say? Do you know what I'm talking about? It's best just to tell someone, hey, I'd like to talk to you about such and such. You have some time. But I've had people come along and told me they wanted to talk to me. I'm thinking, okay, what do they want to talk about? So all these things are going through my mind. You know, the Lord, He has something good to say to us, and we don't have to be afraid when the Lord says, I'm standing at your door and I'm knocking. And if you hear my voice and if you open up, I want to come in and I want to find some fellowship. You know, the Lord wants to fellowship with you this morning. The Lord loves you this morning. I know there are people that you might be disappointed in this morning. There are, you know, if we were living to please people, I will say this, and this is confession, I would be a long way from here this morning. I would be a long way from here. If we were doing what we are doing to please people, I doubt most of us would be around, would we? We're doing this to serve the Lord. We're doing this to please Him. The Lord will not let you down. People may disappoint you. You may be discouraged by what you see around you. But folks, this is about you and God now. This is about the Lord and me. This starts to be personal now. And the Lord says, I'm coming by your way, and I'm knocking, and you don't have to be inside saying, oh great, what's the Lord have to say to me? You don't have to be afraid. Because whatever the Lord has to say, it is truly going to be of benefit to you. If any man hear my voice, do you know that's the invitation of the gospel? If you hear the voice of God this morning, you are a blessed person. If you hear the Lord talking to your heart, saved and unsaved alike, I find comfort in being under conviction. That's comforting to me. Because it means that the Lord loves me. It means the Lord's interested in me. When the Lord comes along and He puts His finger on something in my life, so great, the Lord's knocking. No, He's going to come in to better me. He's going to come in to lift me up. He's going to come in to change who I was or who I am. That's comforting to know the Lord has not just withdrawn Himself. If you hear the Spirit of God calling, that's the invitation is, if you hear the voice of God, the scripture over in Revelation 22:17, it says, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Whosoever will. If you hear the voice of God this morning, that's the invitation. It was open to all of us. You didn't have to be born and raised among Church of God people. You didn't have to be raised in the city. You didn't have to be raised on the farm. You didn't have to go to college. You didn't have to go here or do that. The invitation of the gospel was to all of us. He said, if you hear my voice, if you'll just come, open your door. Sometimes the Lord comes and He speaks loudly. It's very clear. It's like knocking on the door and He starts saying, is anybody home? Would you open up the door? I'd like to come in. And other times, The Spirit of the Lord comes along in just a very still, quiet, gentle, soft way. He says, I'd like to talk to you a little bit. Would you let me come in and visit? There is a danger, though. The danger is this morning, that while it is comforting to hear the voice of the Lord, because that means God hadn't left me, it means the Lord is still interested when we still hear the Lord calling us and knocking on the door. But do you know there is a danger? How would it be? And this is a very personal question. You answered in your heart. Would you really like the Lord to stop talking to you? If there's something in your life that you know is maybe, you know, marginal, gray area, something, maybe it's more than that. Would you really like the Lord to stop talking to you about it? That's a dangerous place to be. Because the Scripture teaches us, no man comes to the Father, or comes to me, Jesus said, except the Father which has sent me draw him. I have prayed with people that felt no conviction, and it's hard to pray through. You have to stop praying for their need and start praying for the Lord to come and knock on their door. Because when the Lord is talking to us, that is the time and the opportunity that we have to say, Lord, I'm going to open the door and I want you to come in. I'm willing to listen. I want to have fellowship with you, Lord. You remember, and you don't have to turn to it in your Bible, if you remember in the days of Noah how wicked it got? And the Scripture says that the Lord looked on, He said, my spirit will not always strive with man. And He was talking really about bringing to an end how long people lived. People lived for hundreds of years back then, and He was bringing it to a close. But you will find it also has application to this, that when we reject the call of the Spirit in our life over and over and over, there comes a time that the Lord is going to say, I'm not going to force the door down. I'm not going to force you to listen to me. And He begins to take a step back. I don't want the Lord to stop dealing with me. I don't want to get into a place that, well, I used to feel uncomfortable with it, but now it doesn't affect me any. How did that happen? That happened by rejecting the Spirit of the Lord. Folks, when the Spirit of God talks to your heart, I want to encourage you to open up the door. Lest He believe you and say, if you don't want to listen, I'm going to begin to withdraw myself. It is only through the influence of the Spirit that we can overcome in our life. It is only through the influence of the Lord in our lives that will enable us to rise above ourselves to live like the Lord wants us to. We cannot do it in our own ability this morning. And so that's why it's so important for us when the Lord talks, when the Lord is dealing, that's the time to say, Lord, I'll open the door. It's the mercy of the Lord that He continues to talk to us. And it's also why the Scripture says in Isaiah 55 and 6, it says, seek ye the Lord while what? While He may be found, and call upon Him while He is near. In other words, when you hear the Spirit of the Lord, whether it be the loud voice or just that quiet feeling of something's, you know, I don't even know how to explain. You know that's what conviction is. Children, conviction sometimes is just that uneasy feeling. Sometimes that's the Lord trying to talk to you. When you do something and you just feel like something's not quite settled, just not quite right, a lot of times that's the Spirit of the Lord saying, I don't want you doing that. I have something better for you. But this morning, if you feel the Spirit of God drawing you, He's drawing you to Himself. But it's up to us to open the door. And we're encouraged repeatedly in the Scripture, while the Lord is knocking, while the Lord is calling, seek Him then. Because there's going to come a time that the Lord is going to begin to step back if we stop listening. He said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, You know, that puts the onus on us to open the door. We have to get up from where we are and say, Lord, I hear you talking, I hear you knocking, and I'm going to open the door. I'll go back to the illustration at the beginning. Times I've gone to someone's house, remember as a young person especially, and I knew someone was home. They didn't open the door. Do you know people do that with God quite frequently? The Lord's there. He's trying to draw us. He's trying to talk to us. And we just stay right where we're at, hoping that He'll go away. Come back for maybe another convenient season. Do you know that I have prayed and tried to help people very old find the Lord that had rejected God over and over and over, and they sat in meetings just like this. And over they rejected the Lord. And maybe they didn't just say, I don't want the Lord, but they weren't quite ready to just open up the door. And I have prayed with people that have gone out into eternity not ready to meet God because they had turned Him away so many times when they got old and about to die on their deathbeds. They just couldn't quite say yes because they had gotten hard. Do you know what makes people hard-hearted? It's the absence of the dealings of the Spirit of God. Because the Lord knocked, He drew and drew and drew with His love, and we kept saying no, and it develops a hardness of our heart. Folks, if you hear the Spirit of the Lord in your life, you are a blessed person. Take advantage of it. Open up the door. I also think about how the Lord is not going to come with a battering ram and knock the door down. You know, the Lord's not going to do that. And here's the other thing. Some people have in their minds that to live a holy life, to live for the Lord, that you have to do it my way. In other words, the preacher's way or the group. And so they try to start changing their life just to fit in to the group. That's a miserable way to live. It just is. Because we're doing maybe the right thing, but if it's for the wrong reason, we're not going to have peace. Peace comes when we open up the door and we say, Lord, I want to live and do because of Your Spirit and because of Your Word. And I do it because I love You, Lord. That's where the joy of serving the Lord is. That's where the joy of fellowship with God is. The Lord's not going to... I know there are groups of people that the ministers, they have a lot of authority and the people let them do it. And they come and they tell everybody what to do, and if you don't do it, you're out. You know, that's not how the Lord operates. He said, I, the Lord speaking, He said, I'm at your door. And He said, you've got to be the one to open up the door. I'm not going to force you. I'm not going to make you. But I'm here to be your friend. And I'd like to come in and fellowship with you. Would you open up your door this morning? I also, have you ever had someone come to your door and knock, and you went and you opened up the door, and you stood in the doorway and talked to them? You ever done that? You know what you're doing when you do that? You know. You're creating a barrier. I don't want you inside. I'll talk to you out here, but I'm not comfortable, see. It's a defense. I don't want to let you into my home. So I'll stand on the porch and talk to you. Do you know I believe there are people doing that with God this morning too? They haven't just said no to the Lord. They haven't just turned their back on God, but they open the door and they stand there and say, we've got some communion, but we're not really willing to just open the door and say, Lord, would you come in? You know, the Lord wants to come in our lives this morning, and it's the only avenue that we have to true victory and peace this morning is when we open up the door and say, Lord, I invite you in to every area of my heart, to every place in my life. And you know, the Lord, He comes in, and when we acknowledge to Him sin in our life, when we acknowledge our failures, when we acknowledge our weaknesses, okay, we can say, okay, some of that's for the unsaved. Now you start getting into weaknesses and the failures sometimes. Now we're talking about saved people, aren't we? When we acknowledge where we're hurting, When we acknowledge where we're bruised, when we open up the door and let the Lord come in, that's when He can begin to minister, yes, deliverance for sin and healing to the wounded. But we have to let the Lord come in. We have to open up and say, Lord, come in. And you know that we have to become vulnerable to allow the Lord into our house. Because our home, that's personal. That's mine. That's my refuge. It's difficult for people to be vulnerable when they're hurting. Have you noticed that? Have you experienced that? When we are hurting, maybe it's with sin. Maybe it's just with some of the pains and disappointments of this life. What people tend to do is begin to build walls. They begin to build walls because it's a defense mechanism. I don't want to be hurt again. I don't want that to happen again. I don't like that. And to keep, if people do that in relationships. If you hurt somebody or if you feel hurt by someone, what's the instinctive reaction? I don't want to be hurt again. And so we tend to start withdrawing. And we start building walls. Maybe not because you don't love, but because I'm hurt. You know, I don't want that to happen again. Sometimes you may think you can't handle it again. And so we start to build walls. Do you know this morning that we can do that with God too? Lord, I was serving you and these things happened. And so Lord, I don't want to be vulnerable now. And so we begin to withdraw. And you know what the Lord's saying to us? He's saying, I'm at your door this morning. And if you'll let me, if you'll become vulnerable to me, He's saying, I'd like to come in and I'd like to sup with you. The good news is this, that when we become vulnerable with God, we will never be hurt more or disappointed by Him. You know, people can do that. You know, you become vulnerable to someone and they turn around and use your vulnerability against you. That's wrong. It's happened probably to most of us, hasn't it? And so we begin to do this. I can't handle that. I was vulnerable and you betrayed it. The Lord will not do that in your life. The Lord will not do that to us this morning if we just open ourselves and say, Lord, this is where I am. This is my sin. This is my failure. This is a place I'm really hurting, Lord. And I'm building some walls. And the Lord's saying, I'd like to come in. Would you open your door? And He said, I will come in. And He said, I will sup with you. You know, there's something about supping that has a closeness in it. It's more than dining with fine china and everything just set just so, you know, your three forks and your two spoons and all of those things. That's not supping. You know, that's not supping. The Lord's willing to sit down with some bread and a bowl of soup. He's willing to come in and He just wants to spend time with you. He's interested in us this morning. And He wants to get on our level, whatever your level is this morning. Don't come to mine. I don't want to go to yours. The Lord wants to come to our level. And He wants us to open up our hearts and let Him come in. And He wants to have fellowship with us. Folks, the Lord has something good to give to us this morning. But if we try to maintain our distance as a defense mechanism, we are never going to find that healing, the deliverance or the victory that the Lord has for us. Folks, I have found this to be real. I do not know how many times after I have been saved when the Lord started knocking on my door that the Lord has come back and He knocked on my door and said, Michael, I'd like to come in. It wasn't that I kicked Him out, but there were other areas in my life that I needed some help. And the Lord was faithful to come by my way and He said, would you let me in? Would you let me come in? Would you be vulnerable to me? Let me minister to you. The Lord wants to do that wherever we are this morning in our relationship with God. The Lord has your best interests at heart. He cares about you. He loves you. And it really doesn't matter what everybody else thinks about you this morning. The Lord knows your reality. And He's there knocking at the door saying, I'd like to come in and minister to you. He'd like to give us peace. He'd like to give comfort to us in our loneliness. He'd like to bring healing to the hurts. He liked to bring deliverances to the inroads that the devil has made. And all we have to do this morning is hear his voice and come to the Lord and open up the door. And the Lord would like to come in and minister to you right where you are in your life this morning. Amen.